Susan, my final question is, I suppose, the $64,000 question, and you pose it yourself in the book, so maybe here you can just sort of sketch out how you respond to it. And that question is, can we save the planet while international capitalism remains the dominant system?
It is the terrible question. And I think that capitalism has to change, but I see that there is not any revolution on the horizon, and certainly not one that would engulf the world. And I don't know who the Tsar is, and I don't know where the Winter Palace is that we would have to storm if we wanted to have a revolution. I know it isn't on Wall Street, because Wall Street has shown its resilience. No matter what happens, they're up and running again 5 days later, or they get saved by the state or whatever. So, under those circumstances, what does one do? First, you try to take as many activities out of the market as you can. Public services, water, energy, I believe. I don't think they should be in the market. I think they should be arbitrated by the state, and some of these should be free, like the first 40 liters of water for everybody, and some should be priced according to whatever conservation measures you want to have, etc. But I think unless we can say to the banks, you wouldn't be here and if it weren't for us and our money, because it's ours, and from now on you are going to lend particularly to small and medium enterprise that has an ecological project. You are going to lend to families that want to refit their houses with solar panels or better glazing or whatever. You are going to behave in the following ways and just make them do it because they belong to us, strictly speaking. We have paid to save them. So any bank that has received public money, in my view, ought to be at least partially socialized. There are ways to do this while the capitalist system is going to keep ticking over. Unfortunately, we know that's the case. Nobody wants Soviet-style socialism. Certainly, I don't. I believe the market plays a useful role. The problem is to get capitalism once more a little bit more under control, which we have totally lost. Total deregulation. They do exactly as they please, and the G20 has gone back to business as usual in that department. Also, I note that the venture capitalists in places like California, who underwrote Silicon Valley startups and various small companies, some of which became Google, Microsoft, and various huge companies now, are investing heavily in green concepts because they see that this is going to be a huge moneymaker. So I'm saying, why does it always have to be capital that sees these things? Why can't we, as citizens, have some control over this? I'm not asking for the moon. I'm asking for states to have funds to put into these startups. Maybe they could get spun off later. I don't know. But at least we have some control over what they become. And you can also have a social project that goes along with the ecological one, because just as we spent centuries excluding the creativity of women, we are still excluding the creativity of workers.